T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com station.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump is in Las Vegas today, and in just a few hours, he'll meet with supporters and then deliver a speech at a Republican event. It comes one day after the president visited the California-Mexico border, telling asylum seekers, quote, our country is full. ABC's Romina Puga has more.
The president greeted by protesters opposed to his earlier call to shut down the entire border with Mexico. Trump walking back that threat this week, now saying if Mexico doesn't stop the flow of migrants or illegal drugs a year from now, he could shut the border or increase tariffs.
We're going to shut it down if we have to. We're going to tariff the cars coming in that they make in Mexico if we have to.
The president is now saying Mexico has ramped up their enforcement efforts.
Mexico's been doing a great job. I want to thank the president of Mexico.
Mexican authorities saying there has been no change in policy.
In Berlin this hour, former President Barack Obama speaking at a town hall gathering of young European leaders and weighing in on the U.S. immigration.
We have to find ways to have a humane, intelligent, thoughtful, orderly immigration process that is grounded in our better selves and our better values.
In Uganda, the search continues for an American tourist and her tour guide kidnapped at gunpoint in a national park while on a safari. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Uganda.
Endicott and her guide, Jean-Paul Merengue Remezo, both abducted Tuesday at gunpoint. The kidnappers using Endicott's cell phone to demand a ransom of $500,000. Authorities believe Endicott and Remezo are both alive and the search expanding, now covering an area larger than LA and Chicago combined.
British Prime Minister Theresa May now asking the European Union for another Brexit extension until June 30th this time. You're listening to ABC News.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayak. Back in December, a knife-wielding man was shot by a Fredonia police officer. Chautauqua County District Attorney Patrick Swanson says George Penev raised a knife toward Officer Nathaniel Scriven.
What we learned was that we had a young man who, by all accounts, was well-liked, decent young man who had used a substantial amount of illegal narcotics that day. And we also learned he was struggling with the loss of a friend from the previous summer. And unfortunately, under those circumstances, it drove him to do things that, quite frankly, I don't think he otherwise would have done.
Swanson says body cam video captured 95% of the interaction between Scriven and Penev, which he says was key in clearing Scriven of any wrongdoing. Buffalo Police, the ATF, and Crime Stoppers have combined their reward to a total of $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of Robert McBride. McBride is accused of shooting at two Buffalo police officers. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayak.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio.
It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
I have some good news for everyone listening today. Since I was born in the year 1935, we have added about 20 years to the average American's lifespan. Yes, we are living longer, but the question is, are we living better? Everyone wants to live longer, but no one wants to be old. So today, I am beginning a series of segments on Senior Radio Buffalo called Minimizing the Effects of Aging. Stay tuned.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon, partly sunny, not as cool, high 56. Tonight, becoming cloudy, look for a low of 41. Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild, high 68. Monday, we'll see a couple of showers in the morning, otherwise breezy and cooler with clouds giving way to some sunshine, high 59. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm Chris Morelli.
Right now it's cloudy and 49 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show for active seniors in Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, thrilled to be bringing you news you can use and love to hear for a good, healthy life in Western New York. Today is a prime example of that. We've got Wendy Backman in studio today. She's the executive director of an organization that's been around for 5 years called Senior Wishes. If you take a look at their card, it says, "Are you ever too old to have a wish?" And at the bottom, it says, "Senior Wishes doesn't think so." Wendy, I love that. It makes me smile just from looking at it. And this is what you're all about, granting wishes for senior citizens.
Yep. And we want seniors to know that you're never too late to have a wish come true or to have a dream that you've always thought of, something you've always wanted to do. We can help you with that.
Wendy, let's talk about what are some requirements or guidelines, I should say, for recipients who would like a wish granted?
So the recipient must be at least 65 years of age. They meet income guidelines of earning less than $38,000 for a household of one, less than $44,000 for a household of two, be cognitively and physically capable of experiencing their wish. And that doesn't mean they can't be in a wheelchair or even be on oxygen. It just means they have to be, you know, capable of what they're asking for and unable to fulfill that wish on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people saying, okay, check, check, check so far, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this really encapsulates a lot of people.
It does. But those that have a lot of active family who can help with that wish, that's really not the place for us since we are a very small nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So we really want to help those seniors that without us, it's not going to happen.
All right. So what kinds of wishes have been granted?
So we have granted 200 individual wishes, and those wishes have been anything from attending a sporting event or a cultural event, something at Shays, the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, Lancaster Opera House, to the Bisons, the Bills, the Sabres, but also lessons like piano lessons, swimming lessons, banjo lessons. And then we've had things like, I want to go do an archaeological dig. And we helped this woman go to Mount Vernon and work with an archaeological dig team finding slave artifacts, something that you wouldn't even think of.
Right.
So there's a lot of wishes are for travel. So, you know, when you get up there in age, if there's people that you haven't seen in a long time and you say, what is your wish? Their wish is to see that loved one again. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it rolls right off their tongue. I want to see my brother again. I want to see my son again, that type of thing. And those are some of the most heartwarming wishes when we're able to bring people together who sometimes it's decades. I had a gentleman who had moved away from Jacksonville, Florida in his 20s and was now in his 70s and had not been back to Jacksonville since he left. And so when he went back, they had a big family reunion and he was able to see everybody.
Wow. That's awesome. And we're talking about the kinds of things that people wish. Like, I expected the sporting ones to be awesome because I know about, you know, the team owners. I know they're gonna just do everything they can to make this a great day. But when you say things like swimming lessons, you know, I mean, you just sometimes you just don't know that what is somebody's passion that they just want to do one more time.
I accompanied a woman that went for swimming lessons, and she had a huge fear of the water. And so she was very nervous on the way to the Y. And on the way out of the pool, as we were going back into the locker room, she looked at me and said, I'll never forget it. You have no idea what a victory that was for me.
Wow.
Because she had gotten in the water.
See, there are still incredible life stories and memories to be made. And, you know, and I think the important part is to sit down with someone who has had that influence on you, a lovely senior in Western New York, and talk to them about a wish that they might have that you're not able to fulfill for them. But it can be something just like that, that they, when they get that faraway look in their eyes, you know, you've hit a home run with finding out about them and something that they really want, you know. That's incredible. You also are putting wishes together in groups, and you had a week of veterans' wishes, which I just love.
We started the week of veterans' wishes in 2018, and the idea behind it was let's recognize our senior veterans by granting a wish every day of the week. And so we ended up with 9 wishes being granted to the senior veterans, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Wow. And what kinds of things did they ask for?
We had several of the guys went to a Sabres game.
Mm-hmm.
We had a gentleman go out to a nice restaurant for dinner with his family. What else did we have? I can't remember.
Well, you know, didn't you also have a wish where someone reconnected with a child that they hadn't seen in a long time?
Yes, we did have a woman who had not seen her son in 9 years. He was in Iraq and injured with traumatic brain injury, and she wasn't able to get there to see him. And we were able to send her to Wisconsin. She had to stay in a hotel because she had the barrier of also being in a wheelchair, and his house was not compatible. And they were able to spend 3 or 4 days together with him visiting her at the hotel. She got to reconnect with that grandchild she had not seen in 9 years. And it was absolutely astounding to have a conversation with her. I will never forget it the rest of my life when she came back and called me to tell me what that experience was like.
I bet every phone call like that for you is just wondrous. And, you know, to make this possible, obviously they need donated funds because these things cost money. Well, this Thursday, April 11th, at Fox Run at Orchard Park from 6 to 9 p.m., you're having your main fundraising event called Sips, Suds, and Sweets. And it's an evening of scrumptious tastings actually everybody who goes to this, the money for the tickets and all that, just goes to getting these wishes granted for these incredible lower-income seniors who have this wish in life.
Yes, and it's a really fun evening for a great cause. And what's nice about it is we actually bring some of these seniors to this fundraiser, and so people can interact with them and engage with them, and then we actually grant a live wish at the event so people can kind of, you know, get in on the action.
Mm-hmm. Now, in case you're listening and this is already sold out, let me tell you, you can certainly go ahead and be a donor. And absolutely thank our corporate sponsors, Wendy, because these folks have really come forward and said, we want to help. We want to be a part of this.
Absolutely. Especially United Healthcare, who's my presenting sponsor this year. And then in addition to that, 26 other corporations are, you know, supporting us in the community. And we can't do this without our corporate sponsorships. And also a special shout out to the vendors. Those that are there sampling their wine, their beer, their desserts, you know, restaurants. We could not do it without their support.
How many people are you expecting at this?
We're expecting about 400 people.
Whoa. Well, and why not? Live music, raffles, a candy buffet, and free valet parking.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you've thought of everything.
We've tried.
Yeah. And someone that night is going to find out about a wish that's going to get granted for them,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they know that yet?
She knows that she's coming, and mm-hmm. she knows it has to do with her wish, but mm-hmm. she doesn't know all the details.
Now, to get a wish granted, you're probably wondering how that happens. You will go to the website, seniorwishes.org, and you will fill out an application, correct? That comes to you.
That's how the whole process begins. Mm-hmm. They fill out that application. Either the senior themselves can fill it out, or someone, a family member, can fill it out and nominate someone. And then it goes through a screening process. And then every other month, the wish granting committee meets, and they vote on which wishes will get approved or not. And then we kind of talk about who's going to be the lead on each wish, and we go to town trying to make the wish come true.
Well, and you're actually looking for more people to send in applications, and that's fantastic.
Yes, we would love to be able to help, you know, seeing the impact of this program. Mm-hmm. You just want to help as many seniors as you can.
Yeah.
And we'd really love to see, you know, a doubling of the number of applications coming in that we can, you know, turn around and grant.
That's fantastic. Let me give you their phone number again. It's 508-2121. That's Wendy's number, 508-2121, seniorwishes.org. Because you know what? As much as they can use your donation, I bet you could use a volunteer or two.
We do use volunteers. We're a small organization, mm-hmm. small grassroots nonprofit, and so we can always use volunteers. There's a volunteer application right on the website.
Wendy, how did this come to be? I noticed that it was founded by United Church Home Society in 2013. Mm-hmm. The mission to foster respect and appreciation for seniors by granting life enriching wishes. I don't know of any other community outside of Western Rec who does this. Where did this idea come from?
It came from when I used to live in Pennsylvania. I would go to the local nursing homes and ask the activities directors who did not have family and what they might need or want. And then I would go purchase it and take my little kids with me at the time. And we would go visit because I just have affinity to that population. And we would grant these small little wishes, things that they had. And so when I was hired by the United Church Home Society, I was telling my supervisor about it, and he thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, and there it is. A wonderful mm-hmm. vision was born, and from
exactly.
that point on, it's been moving in the right direction. Okay, are there wish guidelines for recipients? Sure. Must be 65 years old and a U.S. citizen, an income below $38,000 for a household of one, $44,000 for a household of two, or be a permanent resident of a care facility. Must be cognitively, emotionally, and physically capable of experiencing the wish. Must be unable to fulfill the wish on your own. And now, those are so important. I mean, those mm-hmm. are easy, I think, guidelines, mm-hmm. really. You're looking for just about anybody to come on in and make that wish known. And I've seen everything on your... And go to the website, folks, because once you get to seniorwishes.org, you're going to see a picture of... Pictures, I should say, of so many people who've had their wishes granted. And it just makes you ooh and ah and almost bring a tear to your eye mm-hmm. because you had some people who were visiting relatives older than them, you know, who they didn't think they would ever see again. You had people just taking these incredible experiences. But just with the one thing you know is there's a smile on everybody's face.
Yeah, there's a lot of happy tears mm-hmm. When they find out they're getting their wish fulfilled and also during the granting of the wishes. And there's such an appreciative generation and the older folks. And, I mean, they really appreciate it when someone reaches out and sees them.
Yeah, yeah. And recognizes them mm-hmm. and says, yes, we're going to do this for you. Mm-hmm. So, folks, if you have a loved one that you absolutely would love to do something for, why don't you go ahead and go to that website, download that application, talk to your senior loved one, find out more about them, find out what their passion is, and think about that, and then apply it to your application and see if these folks over at Senior Wishes can help you. Because it really would be awesome. What a great gift for someone who you didn't think you could. I mean, how many sweaters can anybody use? I mean, this is something that was well thought out, that is something that that senior truly likes, not just something that you want to give them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it adds to their life experience.
And sometimes they need a little push. You know, mm-hmm. they don't want to ask for anything.
Right.
And so it's important that, you know, a son or a daughter, or a grandchild, someone that sits down and has that conversation and helps them fill out that application, because some of our best wishes were seniors who didn't want anything
yeah.
at the beginning but had these life-changing experiences because someone – help them pursue it.
And Wendy, they'll be able to go with a loved one, right?
Yes.
For whatever it is.
Yes.
Yeah. They're not going to go alone. Let's put it that
Correct.
Way. Correct. In fact, these are really great experiences. Sometimes you pick them up in a limo and off you go.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a bigger deal than what it is that they're even asking for. Mm-hmm. Once again, their fundraiser is coming up on Thursday, April 11th. Sips, Suds, and Sweets. If you'd like to know more, Senior Wishes 508-2121. And again, this was sold out last year, so if you'd just like to go to that website and make a donation, you're going to help this five-year-old agency just move on into the future and do really well. Hey, everybody, you are listening to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
It's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region of Italy this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. This trip is almost sold out. Call for final booking information, 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Ciao! Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. We address health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, leisure activities, anything that could possibly touch your life with really good information. And we bring you the finest people in Western New York to help you through all this. We're here every Saturday morning at 11 on WBEN News Radio 930. And this morning, this is really one of my favorite companies we're talking to here, Touching Hearts at Home, in-home care for independent living. They service Buffalo, the surrounding area, growing all the time because they do such a great job. Suzanne DeFossis-Gilliam is the owner president, Andrea Kokoda, marketing director. And what we're talking about are compassionate, loving caregivers that can come into your home, give help and peace of mind to clients and their families. They can help from 3 consecutive hours to 24/7, including weekends, holidays. And yeah, if you have someone who is a veteran, is disabled, is elderly, with dementia or Alzheimer's care, they have experience in all this. So good morning, ladies. It's nice to have you here. I hear wonderful things about the people you choose to be your caregivers.
Yeah, we really focus on that because our caregivers are the most important thing. Because if you don't have good caregivers to send out, mm-hmm. you don't have a business.
And this is the toughest part in a business like this. Yes. I hear of a lot of people who go through a lot of people because they're saying that wasn't right. This wasn't right. Right. I didn't like this person. My mother wasn't happy. This person didn't show up. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen with Touching Hearts at Home.
Well, we try. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, emergencies right. happen, especially with the weather and the mm-hmm. winter and things like that. There's car accidents. They have to get rerouted around car accidents. But what we do is we try to make sure that if their person cannot make it, somebody will be there and they will know about them because we integrate our platform and technology with caregiving. And people are like, those are two separate things. They are. The caring part and all of that is two separate things. But if you have a great platform mm-hmm. and people can go on there and make sure that their caregiver has signed on and we are GPS tracking them, they cannot be a mile away and clock in. Uh-huh. They are clocking in within, I think it's 500 feet yep. of the person's home. Then they can go on. If they got an invoice, they set it aside, they can't find it, they can go on and they can look in the family room. They can see what was done. They can put notes in there on what they would like to have done.
That's
there
a website, be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they go on there. They all get the information. If something is coming up, something special, they want us to go and take them out to get a new outfit for a wedding. Mm-hmm. All those types of things that we do. And the thing that people have to realize is that caregiving is not technology. But running and making sure you know where your caregivers are, that they're on time, mm-hmm. that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, that is the technology part that we've melded
sure,
together.
Because that saves lives.
It saves lives. Cases, it right? makes sure that we have somebody where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be.
Andrea, Suzanne had said you have caregivers, and the first thing you make sure is that do they have the heart for this? Who are your caregivers? You have a lot of people who already have experience in this field.
Yes, we have caregivers from all different sorts of backgrounds. We have girls that have been, or even guys that have been CNAs, HHAs, PCAs, and they just can't do the physical aspects of their caregiving anymore. Mm-hmm. So they come down to us. You know, they still love taking care of people, but they don't have to lift. They don't have to transfer anybody. We're not using any Hoyer lifts. You know, this is the lowest part of, you know, home care. So they don't have to strain themselves. We have so many girls who are going to be an RN, who are going to school for CNA, who are going through clinicals, who are going to be an occupational therapist,
well,
physical therapist.
You're getting a lot of great talent from that person.
Yes, so they are learning from us. It's a great learning opportunity, mm-hmm. and they make the best caregivers. We have a lot of retirees, people who are, you know, retired, and they're like, you know, I just want to keep busy. I want to do something that I love to do. So they've been retired for years, but they come to us and they just make wonderful, wonderful caregivers.
Andrea and Suzanne, we're talking about touching hearts at home and what and who and what qualities make somebody a great caregiver. And really, it seems to me the people that you are coming to you have a lot of skill and a lot to offer in this field because they've done this at different levels.
Yeah, we have people from that are retired, that are RNs, that were geriatric care managers, that were in occupational therapy, physical therapy, anything like that, and they just want to keep their finger on it. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to back all the way, and the flexibility makes it so they can work 10 hours a week or 5 hours a week or 15 hours a week, and they can go on vacation and come back and things like that. So we really offer a lot to across the board. It's not just working age. It's when you technically retire. Well, you're 65. Maybe you just want to keep on going at a lower rate. Mm-hmm. And do some other things, but just keep your hand in it.
Right. And again, you're being a wonderful companion to someone, and you're changing their life. We're talking about what they do at Touching Hearts at Home, in-home care for independent living, servicing Buffalo and the surrounding area. Now, especially the South Town's growing like crazy. We're talking about the need for caregivers. If you feel that you have these skills and you have this talent and you have this time in your life for a special person, please give them a call at 898-8566. Such flexible schedules. They'll work around what you can do. Or please learn more about them at touchingheartswny.com. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. And I'm going to take it from the other perspective, Suzanne. It's important to talk to your family about when help might be needed in the house.
And that's probably one of our greatest challenges because Americans are very independent. So if they've been living on their own all their life and up into their 90s, we have people in their 90s who say, oh, I'm not ready for that yet. Mm. You know, but the thing is we come in and we take care of the things so that you can do what you want to do. So if you have limited, you know, energy, why would you clean your house or do your laundry but rather than have somebody come in and be there for you to talk to, and then you can go out to Shays or mm-hmm. you can go out to the botanical gardens or whatever and enjoy that, the energy that you do have. Mm-hmm. And it's always good to be proactive. Mm-hmm. It's always good to have somebody in, even if it's one day a week, because you never know when something could happen with your health. Or you might fall and you might need extra help. You've already got that relationship.
Yes.
So you can build on that until you're better, and mm-hmm. then you can go back down. You don't have to be 24/7 all the time or 12 hours all the time. You could be 12 hours and then, as you get better, go down to 3. And then you're like, okay, 3 is really good. And then maybe something else might happen, and then it goes up and it goes down.
But you know that person coming in, you know them. You already have a relationship with them.
With the company.
Right? And doesn't that make everything better?
Yeah.
It's not a stranger, you know, coming into the house. Mm-hmm. And this is why Touching Hearts at Home is so successful with what they do. They care. And they will make sure that your loved one is with someone who cares just as much for them. Whether we're talking about services that they need. And I want to be clear, it's non-medical help. but it's being there. It's meal planning. It's homemaking services, transportation, having great card games, reminders to take medicine. I mean, it goes on and on. But the bottom line is it becomes two good friends who really know each other is going to be there for them. And you can feel confident leaving your home knowing that your loved one is with somebody who truly cares for them. Nobody does it like Touching Hearts at Home. And I want to give you their phone number. It's 898-8566, 898-8566. Or log on and learn more at touchingheartswny.com. That's touchingheartswny.com. You will talk to a real person. You don't get an answering service during business hours or really anytime, Suzanne, right?
24/7. I mean,
you've got people there, and that's what they are all about. That's what cuts them really above everyone else. Suzanne DeFosses-Gilliam, owner, president, started out needing a caregiver for her mother, so she knows what you're feeling as a client. Andrea Kokoda, marketing director, you get people in all the time. Whether you're looking to match up a client with a caregiver, and you do that really well. So we want to, once again, let people have your number. It's 898-8566. Do not hesitate. Call these folks. Could be the best call you make. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino, your host. Please log on and learn more through SeniorRadioBuffalo.com.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayok. Back in December, a knife-wielding man was shot by a Fredonia police officer. Chautauqua County District Attorney Patrick Swanson says George Penev raised a knife toward Officer Nathaniel Scriven.
What we learned was that we had a young man who, by all accounts, was a well-liked, decent young man who had used a substantial amount of illegal narcotics that day. And we also learned he was struggling with the loss of a friend from the previous summer. And unfortunately, under those circumstances, it drove him to do things that, quite frankly, I don't think he otherwise would have done.
Swanson says body cam video captured 95% of the interaction between Scriven and Penev, which he says was key in clearing Scriven of any wrongdoing. Buffalo Police, the ATF, and Crime Stoppers have combined their reward to a total of $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of Robert McBride. McBride is accused of shooting at two Buffalo police officers. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayok.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff. Don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Hi, this is Mr. Fitness again. And there's one thing I know for sure. Everyone wants to live longer, but no one wants to be old. What does the word old mean? The latest definition of old is a loss of mental and physical function. So the fact is that the term old is no longer completely based on age, but how people actually function. So that being the case, old age can easily vary between people of the same chronological age. There may be some people who are actually old at age 60, while there are others in their 80s or even their 90s. They're older, but they are not old. Why? The common answer that most people give is, oh, they just have good genes, and that's why they don't age as fast. Well, that's true, but today, it's only partially true, because today, we have the ability to fool Mother Nature. And that's what we're going to discuss in these segments, minimizing the effects of aging. I believe that I'm really qualified to speak on this subject just based on my 22 years that I've served as coordinator of the Erie County Senior Fitness Longevity Program that we all call Club 99. And now I'd like you to listen to the Club 99 chant.
Exercise for the body is good for the mind, and I'll be fine at age 99.
All the words in this chant are very simple, but very, very true. Exercise for the body is good for the mind. The Arthritis Association tells us that motion is lotion. And we all know that exercise makes us feel mentally and emotionally more fit. This is Mr. Fitness, and my intent is to make these next years the best years of our lives. Touching you.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino, always thrilled to be here because we just are able to pass on so much great information of other folks who have information to share to our wonderful clients here in Western New York. Our seniors, well, you don't have to be a senior to enjoy this show. As a matter of fact, we're talking about Medicare today. And you know what? Medicare is also out there for Medicare-eligible consumers who are not seniors. And a lot of folks have questions about Medicare. For a lot of folks, Medicare is it's a big kind of like the big pink elephant in the room that they're not really sure where they should go. They're kind of being, they see ads on TV. There's ads in the newspaper. Which way, you know, which company should they go with? But this is why we're doing this segment today. We're going to make this so much easier for you because we have a group that's dedicated to just helping you find the right I would say basically the right company to help you with your Medicare benefits. What is it you need? Who can help you the most? Well, if you're looking for those answers, you got to go to the Clarity Group, all right? The Clarity Group. They're here in Western New York, made up of Karen Olson, Sally Steyer, Lisa Giancarlo, but also 15 local agents and many other agencies who are working on your behalf. And why are they different? Because they have no skin in the game. They're just going to help you find the right company that will give you the benefits that you need. You do not pay them, okay? You not a penny crosses. You go to them for advice. You go to them to help you sign up for that company. They get paid from the other end, okay? So really, they're just looking to find you the best fit, all right? And that means that you and your husband may not be on the same plan if you're married. Medicare is a very individual thing. It doesn't make it any harder for you, but you do need to have all the questions and have all the answers, and that's where the Clarity Group comes in. So good morning, ladies. Nice to have you with
us.
Good morning. And the nice thing is that you are everywhere. People have heard of the Clarity Group because you're out in schools, you're out at libraries, you're out at health senior events. You're everywhere people are to be able to talk with them about what it is they need. And I think that's awesome. You are in your office as well, and you offer seminars in the office, but you're out and about all the time. So we're going to be talking about that, being out and about. Lisa, let's talk about where people can find you.
Yes, well, we have a schedule of events always on our website at claritygroupny.com. So you can always reference that to see where we're going to be, if we're going to be in your area. But in April, we are going to have our lovely Ashley Turner agent, and she's going to be at the Doris Jones Library in Niagara Falls. And she is there every 2 weeks until May 25th. And she'll be there from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And then we have our Ruth, who does our Julia Boyer Weinstein Library in West Seneca. So you can reference that in Cheektowaga, I mean. And the Kenmore Library we're at on April 24th, and that is from noon to 3. So you can stop in and meet with us. We have the Cheektowaga Senior Center on April 25th. And then we're going to go into the Batavia area, and we have agents there, or myself will be there, and we are there every other Tuesday morning from 9 to 11 at the YMCA on Main Street.
That's wonderful because, again, even when they meet you socially, they don't have to make a decision at that point.
No.
Let's get a little information. If you need a follow-up appointment, that you can come to them or they can come to you.
Right, absolutely. They can come in, meet us, feel us out, see if they like us, you know, which usually it is always a positive response. Mm-hmm. They really understand. Once they walk out of the room, they're like, this is a lot of information. Yes. I had no idea.
Right.
So can you help me? And of course we can. Yes. That's what we're here for, and this is what we do.
Your clients and customers leave your office smiling. In fact, you have a very nice relationship with a lot of them because they do feel like you've crossed that barrier into a friendship, really.
Yes, yeah. They all become my parents.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Sally, for those who would like to come to your office, and your office is really easy to find on Transit Road in Depew, you have Medicare 101 sessions every first and third Wednesdays. And just because somebody comes to one doesn't mean they can't come again, right?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times it's a lot of information to absorb the first time, and you mm-hmm. might want a follow-up appointment or come to another session. So these Medicare 101 sessions that we do are designed for the person that is new to Medicare, whether that's because they're turning 65 or they've become eligible due to a disability. But also it could be anyone that's just looking for a review. So what we cover at these sessions is the basics of Medicare, the A, B, C's, and D's, the different parts of Medicare. We go into the different types of plans that are available, whether it's a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare Supplement plan. We explain the prescription drug coverage. And then we also talk about things like when they can enroll. There's various time periods throughout the year. You have your initial time period when you're first eligible for Medicare, but then you also have an annual election time, an open enrollment time, and special circumstances throughout the year. So as far as, you know, are you locked into a plan or are you not, we go into all of those different things. We can even go into what other types of assistance are available for people. So besides choosing the insurance company, there might be government programs that you're eligible for.
Oh.
There could be, sometimes people can have both Medicare and Medicaid, or a low-income subsidy that helps with prescription drug coverage. New York State has a wonderful program called EPIC. So we can help people with all of those mm-hmm. things as well. So we really want to give them a well-rounded education on what's available to you once you have Medicare.
And I want to reiterate to the people who are listening, our wonderful listeners, that by that time when you're sitting in, you're talking to Sally, you're talking to Karen, talking to Lisa, or their other 15 wonderful agents, that's a one-on-one conversation where you can take your time, make your decisions, and be very sure about what it is you're signing up for. It's a very personal thing, and you understand that. And you really help walk them through every single question and make that clear for them. So they're getting what they need.
That's correct. Yeah. Even though we don't represent the federal government right. or Medicare, you know, we do have the knowledge and experience to answer their questions. And if there's a question we can't answer, we direct them, mm-hmm. you know, right to Social Security or Medicare.
Right.
But we have, you know, through our relationships with all of the carriers, the local and the national carriers, we have educational materials that we can, you know, let them take home and or just review, you know, at an appointment. And it's really a benefit to sit down with somebody like us to
oh,
go through
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And again, the client doesn't pay you. There's no money that changes hands between you as a client and the Clarity Group, because it's the company you choose will end up, giving you recompense on the other end. And that's awesome. So there's no pressure, you know, for these clients out there who are going ahead and making that decision, because you will be talking with them about money terms if there's going to be a copay situation.
Well, that's correct. Right. And like I said, I mean, we're licensed and contracted. We go through the training, you know, with Medicare. So we follow all the regulations
right.
that, you know, are imposed. And one of them is that we have to do the right thing for the client.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we started this company. Because we've always, Lisa, Sally, and I have always followed that rule. We do what's right for the client, sit down, talk about their needs and their wants, and there's no obligation.
Right.
There's no obligation
Absolutely.
For them to even continue to have a relationship with us. So, and this is all we do all year round. We're not just an agency that comes in during annual enrollment and then you don't hear from us
right.
the rest of the year.
Yeah, this becomes a very nice relationship.
Yeah.
Lisa, Karen, I want to also talk about the fact that you're going to be out at Fox Run And I know that's timely. That's coming
up. I will be. See, we develop relationships with the communities that we're involved in. And one of the relationships that I've had for a while is, you know, with Fox Run, they invite me in periodically. But there's an event that's held there every year. And this year it's going to be held on April 11th. It's called Senior Wishes. It's a wonderful organization that we are a sponsor. We're one of the smaller sponsors, but we're going to be at the wine pull table. So, you know, people can come and meet us, introduce themselves to us, and just learn a little bit about us. But the event is really about Senior Wishes. They provide seniors that may have a certain wish that they've never had been able to accomplish.
Really?
So maybe like a hot air balloon ride or going to visit a family in California. So Senior Wishes helps with, you know, providing a special senior with that wish.
That's amazing.
So we're part of, you know, we try to get involved a little bit in that. So we are one of the smaller sponsors at that event, but we're going to be there.
And Sally, one more thing I wanted to make sure we mentioned, and that was because you brought up the fact that yes, you're completely comprehensive when it comes to Medicare. You can talk to them about Medicaid if need be, but you can also alert them to some programs from the government that they may be eligible for that they didn't know.
That's right. So, again, we don't represent the government, but we have the knowledge.
Right.
We've been doing this for collectively over 40 years. So, you know, we have the knowledge. We know what kind of programs are out there. We know who to direct them to, what kind of assistance might be available. So, yeah, we definitely want to help them with the full picture.
Once again, we want to let you know you can meet Karen, Sally, Lisa, and they're in really a wonderful staff. And also your other you have in your quarterly newsletter, let's find out what's in there, because we're going to find out more about the partners that also work with you folks.
Sure. So in our quarterly newsletter, we do highlight two of our agents. Two out of our 15 agents are selected, and we just give a short bio on their background and their experience. So it just helps our membership understand, you know, who's part of our organization. And then we just fill them in on any updated news on Medicare if we're aware of anything, and any upcoming events like our Medicare 101 events, which are held every first and third Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
That's right. Yeah, those are so helpful. Medicare 101 sessions in their office in Depew every first and third Wednesday at 5 o'clock. If you want, you can go ahead and just let them know you're coming to 1-393-3437, 393-3437. And, of course, you're going to hear from the Clarity Group on Facebook, on Twitter, here on SeniorRadio.com. But please go to their website if we've said something that you say, you've got to get in touch with these folks, ClarityGroupNY.com. They really can walk you through this Medicare situation and make sure you are getting everything that you deserve, everything you need, and everything that you can afford. And that's what it's all about. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you can find them here also at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean, Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
It's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Italy for a once-in-a-lifetime food and wine tasting tour through the romantic Tuscany region of Italy this October. Arrive in Florence for a historic sightseeing and Tuscan cooking class. Then it's off for wine tasting at the vineyards of Siena and San Giacomo, ending in the foothills of the Alps at scenic Lake Como. This trip is almost sold out. Call for final booking information, 913-1097. That's 913-1097. Ciao! Good morning again. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, where we live, where we learn, and have a little fun along the way. Please log on for more information about all of our guests at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's also a great website to find out about our trips coming up. Please join the VIP Tour Club. Find out where we're going next and come on along, because it wouldn't be the same without you. Well, this morning we are thanking Independent Health because they have sponsored our Senior Center segments. Let me tell you out there, everybody, if you are in a particular area, there is probably a senior center for you. This morning, we're talking about Cheektowaga, and I'm very proud because I live in Cheektowaga, and we have with us today Carrie Peek, who is the director of Cheektowaga Senior Services, Dawn Belair, who's in the studio as well, recreation supervisor, Jamie Acoff, outreach coordinator for Cheektowaga Senior Services. So ladies, I'm telling you, everything that you do under that one umbrella on Broadway, you touch so many people. About Carrie, how many people do you think are members?
Well, we used to just say 15,000, kind of off the top of our heads. And when we break that down a little bit more, we probably touch that many in a year, maybe even if it's just one time, whether they're in our building for a special event, whether they come to have their taxes done, whether they come for whatever it is. But on a regular basis, a regular membership, it's probably more like 7,000 or 8,000 people.
You can have your taxes done. See, I'm learning things, yes. All of the things that you offer. A lot of times people just have to ask.
Yes. And that is part of the issue with a lot of our members who are newer and don't know all the things that we have. If you don't know, ask.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're there. That's what our staff is there for, to help you. And you will always talk to a live person when you call, when we're open. And you will have friendly faces that will be there to greet you. And I have to say, our members themselves are great ambassadors toward the programming that they love and they've come to know, and the friendships they've made and the good things that they do at the center, including all the volunteer work they do to keep us running.
Yes.
And all the wonderful opportunities there, but that they will be the first to say, I'll share everything I know about the center, because they're very happy to be there and they're happy to call it their own.
That is awesome. That is awesome. You are open Monday through Friday.
Yes, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
You can have a meal there.
You can have a lunch meal there with us every day at noon with our Chris the cook, our lunch manager there. And that is a program that we partner with Erie County Senior Services. It's the Stay Fit Dining Program. And when we talk about the benefits of that, it's not just about the healthy, nutritious meal at lunchtime. It's about the socialization and the opportunity to be with other people that we see in many of our older adults if they've lost a husband or a wife, if they're living alone, if they're feeling a bit out, isolated.
Look at how many families move out of town and mom and dad and grandparents are still here.
Correct. And for seniors, a senior center, especially seniors in that position, a senior center can be the link to the information they need, but also just to the social outlet.
Absolutely.
And it's a wonderful thing to see. We were talking about this earlier this morning when Jamie and Dawn and I sat down to kind of just put our heads together about what we would talk about today, which is so many of our members, the minute they walk in the door, there's an instant connection to somebody, someone they went to school with in grammar school, somebody that they worked with.
Oh, you see that Cheektowaga all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's not too many miles of separation there. But they really, once they're there, there's members that come to our center every day for something, even if it's just lunch or a fitness program that Dawn might put on, or they come to see Jamie for help from her with our outreach department. So whatever they're there for, we know that it's time well spent, but we also know it's time they're not home alone.
Absolutely. Listen, you can be alone, but you sure won't be lonely.
No,
you
absolutely
sure won't be.
Not.
Dawn, let me ask you, do you have pickleball?
We do not.
Oh!
Our youth department does offer pickleball, though, yes. So we do have a way that they can play pickleball. But you were talking about taxes.
Yeah.
Yes, during the tax season, we have a dedicated group of volunteers that's trained by the IRS, and they do taxes free.
That's awesome.
And they e-file it. Yes, it's great. And one of my favorite programs is University Express, and that's run through in conjunction with Erie County, and it's professors, retired professors or professors that are still teaching. Great lifelong learning opportunity. Really, from soup to nuts are the topics, and they're 1 hour long. Mm-hmm. No tests, no homework, so it's great. You can come and learn about something you may not have known about, and those are also free and offered at quite a few of the centers within Western New York.
Yeah, I think they're up to like 14 locations now. So a senior who can't catch a class in Cheektowaga, it doesn't matter where they live, mm-hmm. they can come to any of the centers. And the same, we were talking about lunch. I just want to make it clear to all of our listeners out there that the lunch program offered through Erie County, I believe there's now something like 47 sites where people can go throughout Erie County to get a hot lunch at noon, and that is a program that we couldn't offer without the county. And it's a huge undertaking for them. It's a wonderful program for our seniors, and along with it, there's so much educational components that they add as well. Mm-hmm. So that lunch program brings in registered dietitians who the seniors can talk to about their own health and nutrition without a copay, without having to go to a counselor to do that. They have special programs. We just finished a cooking on a shoestring budget, so our seniors could learn how to take, believe it or not, one rotisserie chicken and make three meals out of it.
Wow.
And it was a demonstration, but then it was also a little feast afterwards,
because
then everybody could eat what they prepared for us. But it's like having your own registered dietitian right in your own backyard for yourself to refer to.
I'm learning so much, and I find myself, I consider myself pretty well-read. I learned so much just doing the show, and I'm finding out about how great it is to attend one of our senior centers here in Erie County, because you offer so much. Jamie, we're going to get you in on the conversation. Jamie Acuff is the outreach coordinator. You really can help people hook up to a lot of programs that you'll find that they need.
That's correct. Right now, one of the biggest programs that's going on that a lot of people may or may not be familiar with is the HEAP program, mm-hmm. Home Energy Assistance. And then once people are linked with that, if they're customers of New York State Electric and Gas, they then are entitled to a discount monthly on their electric bill. They then are entitled to Erie County Weatherization Assistance. That will provide insulation in their home, a free furnace, a free refrigerator, new energy efficient light bulbs, just a lot of great valuable programming. We can assist people with the food stamp program, formerly
That's
known
fantastic.
As food stamps, now known mm-hmm. as SNAP. Once you're a SNAP recipient, you're then eligible for a discount on your telephone bill or a free cell phone. Like I mentioned earlier, we do health insurance reviews, which are extremely important for people, because every year the health insurance changes, premiums increase, copays increase, your health needs increase or decrease, and it's a great idea for people to review their insurance every year based on their needs, and we can assist them with those changes.
That's great, and Medicare is complicated.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And we all know it. It is complicated.
And another great thing that we do is help people apply for Medicaid, mm-hmm. which can be such a huge conglomerate of things for people and overwhelming. And a lot of other agencies will charge people upwards to $1,000 or $1,500 just to complete a Medicaid application for nursing home. That is something that we do free of charge, and we're with you every step of the way through the entire process. Just a lot of great benefits that we offer, a lot of programming.
We're talking about everything that's available through Cheektowaga Senior Services. Now, if you live in Cheektowaga, you can become a member, right? And you're a senior.
Correct. And all that really means, Linda, is coming in and filling out a form. There's not anybody at the door checking your ID. We want people to feel welcome and that they can come whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
If I can just go back to what Jamie was saying real quick and touch on two things she spoke about. The SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is probably probably one of the more underused programs from our seniors in the community. And a lot of times it's just they don't know they qualify. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of our older adults, it's also maybe a little bit of pride gets in the way of taking advantage of things that can that they can maybe help put a little bit of money back in their pocket. And the Erie County Senior Services entered into partnership with us for an SNAP enrollment grant. And we are working with Jamie and her assistant, Pat, and we're setting up outreach sites all over Cheektowaga to help people learn more about SNAP so that they can sit down with Jamie, see if they qualify. If they qualify, fill out the forms right on site and get that benefit in their pocket. And I know for some of our members, it might be $15 a month. But $15 a month is maybe something you can spend on something else you
absolutely
enjoy instead.
We're just scratching the surface with Cheektowaga Senior Services. You're listening to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. If you're in Cheektowaga, give them a call.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Senior Radio, the local radio show that focuses on educating our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.